Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Sometimes when I'm doing the real estate business, I you know, now with the with the some odd like 45 different pages that could potentially be in a contract, you have to be so careful. You have to be so very careful as an agent. I mentioned earlier this summer I sold a home in Arlington off Lorcom Lane that the buyer agent made a mistake that cost that agent $10,000 because they missed a deadline by 20 minutes. Time is critical and time is of the essence in a contract. Time is of the essence in life. We don't think of it that way. We give ourselves more than enough time to do the things we want to do. But there are times when we really have to make a decision, right? And we have to, if we're going to move, we have to decide what to keep, what to get rid of. That's hard. That's really a hard process. And it's a process. It's not something you do. It's done for you when you're gone. But when you're doing it, you have to think about it. You may recall about a year and a half ago, I told the story of a lady in Baltimore. She, her mom and dad passed, and the dad had collections of innumerable items that he collected over the years, and she saw his life through these things. And it was very emotional for her to walk through that process. It was very daunting, too. It took weeks to really work through it all. Well, it's not a downer. It's just a reality. You have stuff. You have to decide what I'm going to do with it. And you collected things for a reason. It meant something to you, and you were accomplishing something. And I remember the times in my life when I hit those points of I have to make a change. This happened for me, as I mentioned to you some weeks ago. I made a very clear decision about how I was going to live differently when it came to eating sweets. That was just a very clear decision for me. I cannot continue to do what I'm doing because I need to live my life differently. I want to be healthy as I grow older. But I also recently came to the decision to give control in a couple of areas of my business over to experts because I'm not as good as they are. And as we let go of certain things in our lives, we find freedom to exercise the gifts that we're really good at. So is downsizing. We downsize because we have come to the point where, hey, we bought that house, which is oftentimes where we hold our identity in the house and what the house means and over the years and what people thought of us and living there and all those kinds of things. When we make a decision to let go, when we finally come to the realization, I need to let go. You know what? I'm ready to let go of the house. It is, in fact, not me. I am not my house. Now the stuff has to be decided. You have to walk through that process. And, you know, that's a challenge. And the right sizing guide, 50 pages of great material on how to go through your stuff and decide what to get rid of. I give it to you for free because I want to help you. Come from a family of physicians. My goal is patient first. Let's think about what's best for you. How can I help you decide what is important to you to keep? How can you keep memories going even without keeping the stuff? Things like that. You can download it at ericstewartgroup.com, the right sizing guide. Great guide to download. On today's show, we have our sixth in our 10-part series of senior moments. This is our tongue-in-cheek dramatization of, you know, sandwich kids helping mom and dad walk through the process of getting rid of their stuff today. So let's see what happens.
Well, look at that.
What?
And it still works. This is the typewriter we got you in junior high. I don't see the case anywhere. I bet you wonder where that went.
I had little doubt it was here somewhere.
I told you it was important to take our time. We might have accidentally thrown this away. I bet your girls can use it.
Dad, my girls have access to our wireless printer. They can type whatever they want on the family computer, their laptops, their tablets, even their phones, and print anything they want.
You can't throw away a perfectly good typewriter.
Sure I can. I don't need it anymore.
What if you lose power?
I have a generator.
Do you know how much it costs?
Do you know how much it's worth?
We can donate it.
I'm sure we can. Come on, Dad. We've got mountains of this stuff we've got to get through. We can't pick up every item and take it with us down memory lane.
All right. In the giveaway box.
Dad, you know you're avoiding these books here.
Books don't take up a lot of room.
One book doesn't take up a lot of room. 1,000 books take up a lot of room. You don't need all these books. Even if you read one a day for the rest of your life, you'd be about 130 before you finish them.
And then I could start reading them all again.
I bought you a tablet last Christmas. You can download the books you want to reread.
I'm not going to pay for books I already own.
You don't have to get rid of all your books. Pick the ones you want to reread, and let's donate the rest to the Friends of the Library. They will resell them and give the profits to the library. Everyone wins.
I've picked the ones I want to reread. This wall full, and this wall full, and this wall full, and the ones in the side shelf. And...
Dad.
Oh, I know, I know. Your mother gave me most of these.
I know, Dad. And she was always the first one to give something away when it wasn't being used anymore.
Yes.
This box is the amount of space you have. Fill it with the books you want to keep. Everything else, we donate.
I don't need any books. I can just spend the rest of my life watching game shows.
Great. We can use this box for something else, then.
That was self-pity, Tommy. Can't you pick up on subtle social cues?
Books. Box.
Okay.
Sweet. I didn't know you had a banjo.
There's a lot of things you don't know. Give me that thing.
When did you learn to do that?
When I was 13.
13? I don't remember you playing banjo.
I couldn't afford a banjo. I had to pay your college bills. I picked it up again a few years ago. But it can go. I certainly don't have room for a banjo.
You can't get rid of your banjo. You play banjo. How cool is that?
I don't need a banjo.
Dad, you've got to keep the banjo.
You can have the banjo.
Really? But I don't know how to play it.
Bring it over when you visit and I'll give you lessons.
Are you kidding?
Here, stick it in the box marked Tommy and let's keep him sorting.
How do you hold your right hand?
Tommy, lessons after we're finished sorting.
We can't sort all this today. Why don't we take a break and you can show me how to play some of those riffs you just did.
How's it going?
Great! Check it out! Dad gave me his banjo!
Wonderful. Whose house are you going to use for practicing it?
Come on! I think I'm a natural!
He's gonna practice at my new place. But we'll never get into the new place until we clear out this mess.
Tommy, you weren't getting distracted, were you?
It's hard to keep him focused, you know that. But I keep cracking the whip and we'll get through it. You don't need a perfect manual typewriter, do you? Tommy wants to give it away.
Give it away? Those things are collector's items now. They're all the rage. I saw one appraised for over $400. We'll take it and see if we can sell it at consignment.
Really?
Very much in vogue. They're worth their weight in gold. Do you have a box for stuff that is coming home with us?
Over there with the other boxes. Donate, Tommy, trash, and keep.
Wait a minute. They're all empty. You guys have been at this for hours. What have you been
doing? This is a slow process. It's important to take our time. We might have accidentally thrown away this valuable typewriter.
And this banjo.
You said you'd go through this in 3 to 4 hours max.
I know. I was off by a little. I'm guessing it may take a little longer. Maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, back to work. Someone will want this.